This week is National Science Week, Australia's largest community festival and annual celebration of the wonders of science and technology, with hundreds of events being staged all over the country where people can get involved and discover how much fun science is. This year, they're focusing on the incredible achievements made up by women in science. And today we're joined by Annie Lamb. She's a forensic scientist who heads up the AFP's forensic operations team in Canberra, which supports the AFP investigations with forensic data. Annie, how are you?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
How did you get into this particular role? Have you always had an interest in science, Annie?
I did. I like science and I also like the maths because I like the problem solving and the fact that if you do the research and or follow a formula, you'll be able to generally find the answer. Forensic science is, of course, the application of science to the law. So it uses science to solve crimes and that ticks all the boxes for me.
Well, you were involved in the investigations after the Bali bombings, I believe.
Yes, in 2002. When it happened, I was a crime scene investigator based in Canberra and was asked to deploy to Bali at that time.
When you got into your role, did you expect something like that? Is that the sort of thing that you're, in a way, looking forward to be able to investigate, a big investigation?
Yes. So joining the AFP, I knew the AFP has such a real broad remit. You know, we support ACT policing here in Canberra, national investigations across Australia, but also overseas and protecting Australians. So, you know, I knew there was a possibility. However, being my first overseas deployment and for such a significant investigation, it really was a real learning experience for me.
That's massive, given that your first experience to have to go through that. How long did it take? How long were you working on it, for example?
So I was deployed on the 13th of October, which is the day after the incident, and I actually continued with the investigation right up until February. Of course, our deployments meant that we were able to come home to have breaks as
yep.
well.
Yep.
But I actually continued with the investigation for quite some time.
Annie, what do you get out of doing your job on a day-to-day basis? Obviously, that was a big event. What about a garden variety day, for example?
Oh, well, it's still a really big sense of achievement. I mean, every job that we attend, you know, you're essentially have a crime scene. We need to, you know, examine the crime. We need to collect the evidence, take the photos to, you know, to basically form a picture of what happened here. You know, what's the evidence and how we can assist to do the prosecution. A big sense of achievement. You know, no two jobs are the same, really. Yeah. And working with other teams, other forensic specialists, is very rewarding.
Is it something that you have to be really thorough at?
Yes, there is a bit of attention to detail. You know, yes, we call us, you know, professional, you know, observers of the crime scenes. But we also work at a team and everyone has a role. So, you know, you have a task. So, yeah.
And in your time, have you seen more women coming into science, into forensics, for example, since you began?
Absolutely, yes. We do have a lot of women, and particularly when I went through university, actually, I was quite surprised that there were actually more women than men. And I guess in that time, you know, all of us were really interested in the science, but also this you know, leading to going to crime scenes and that. So I am very surprised, but it's also great.
And what do you say to any potential little girls out there who are thinking about considering science as a career in the various different fields? What would you say to them to encourage them, for example?
I would definitely say look outside the box. You know, there's a lot of stereotypes out there that paints the picture of science being the nerdy types in lab coats.
Right.
You know, of course, there's a lot of traditional roles where, you know, we need to be in the lab and lab coats, but there's also many roles within forensic science that you don't need to be. You can be out in the field, you're supporting the front line, you know, you can be a fingerprint, biology, digital forensic expert, forensic intelligence. There's lots that you can really do within forensic science. So, you know, get out there and just consider your attributes and how your skills can and what you want to do for your career.
Hey, Annie, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about National Science Week. I really appreciate your time. You have a great week.
You're welcome, and thanks for the chat.